Hello and welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I am your host, Short Nerdy Guy. How is everyone doing? I'm not going to be singing this entire episode because I can't sing. How are we doing? Oh, cool. That's great. Glad to hear it. Even though every time I ask you how you're doing, you can't reply back. Because this is an audio podcast. So I'm just going to answer for you. Even though I really don't want to answer for you because I don't know really how you are. I just hope that you are doing okay. I hope you are drinking water, eating some sort of food once in a while, you know, in the day. Looking out for your fellow human being. And you know, just trying to live life, basic life. You know, shit's crazy right now. Shit is crazy around the world. So, you know, whether you're listening into the States where you know what's going on, or you're listening overseas in different countries, y'all are going through some stuff as well, and I'm sorry for that. And I was about to say I give you my full support, but at like the same time, like, how does that really help? I mean, you know, there's some countries that are real bad right now. And yeah, I don't know how they would give support with positive vibes. Let's go with positive vibes. I'm setting up positive vibes to hopefully some shit can start to mellow out a little bit. And because there is stuff going on in the world, like in Cuba and I believe Venice in like South America. There's stuff going on in Cuba that's real, real crazy. There's stuff going on in other parts of South America. There's stuff going on in South Africa. Shit's crazy all over. But I guess I'm going to say I send positive vibes to anyone that is suffering in a different country right now. And I hope you are taking care of yourself. There you go. That's what I was going to say. Now, let's bring it back up. Because, you know, those are some serious issues. But let's bring it back up and talk about Space Jam, A New Legacy. Now, I'm not going to spoil anything because it just came out, so... But Alma says, I thought it was a fun movie to watch. I'm probably going to watch it after I'm done with this. If you loved cartoons, if you were a kid in the late 80s, early 90s, mid 90s, you love the Looney Tunes, you're going to love this movie. There's a lot of Easter eggs and references, and yes, this was a very big flex to Warner Brothers, but I mean, first yawn of the show. I mean, Don Cheadle's character is named the Warner Brothers Serververse, so I mean, obviously he's going to flex. And they're going to show a whole bunch of Warner Brothers stuff. So, Oh no, it's pretty dope. I thought it was great. It's got a great message. It's good for kids, good for people my age. All the merchandise, all the clothing on everywhere is on sale now. So yeah, I say go see it. Then let's talk about over in Japan. There's a going to be a Cowboy Bebop collection where there's going to be a watch, a wallet, a bag, and I think that's it. They're all very nice. The bag is a very nice canvas, like navy blue canvas bag, and it has a lot of it has the swordfish the swordfish jet plane. No, jet. Sorry. The swordfish jet symbol on the wallet, the watch, a small metal symbol on the bag. They're all in like a navy blue color scheme because I think they're trying to get Spike's suit color on there. They're very good, but you'll have to try to do the conversion from Japanese to American if you want to buy it. So, let's see here. Loki is getting a season two. If you haven't seen it, Loki yet, the season finale, I'm again not going to say any spoilers, but yeah, Loki's getting a season two right after the end of season one. Yeah, I will say this is a very known thing, though. The multiverses is a coming, and can't wait to see what the Kevin Feige and the crew do with it. I mean, because that's we obviously knew the multiverse is coming because it's Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, Spider-Man, No Way Home. WandaVision did a little bit of it. It was an inevitable thing, and now we get to see how what Kevin Feige actually does with the multiverse. Like, what's gonna happen? How are we gonna what are we bringing? Are we is this actually confirming that we're getting both Maguire and Garfield in the Spider-Man No Way Home? Is this how we bring in the X-Men? Is this how we bring in the Fantastic Four? Another big yawn. Yeah. We don't know what's gonna happen. Are we getting a different Captain America? Are we getting there's just so many things that they can do with the multiverse that's going to be fucking fantastic. So I can't wait to see what happens with also what if they said that what if the what if series is going to be a big part of how the multiverse will play out. That's gonna be amazing. There is rumors, and I don't know if these are like fan pictures, but there's rumors that Peggy Carter is gonna come. The actress that plays Peggy Carter is gonna come back to play Captain Carter in like a live action piece or something like that. Again, that's a rumor. That's not a confirmed thing. So, take it with a grain of salt. Titans season three trailer came out, and it shows that the first part of the story arc of season three is going to be the Red Hood storyline a little bit. It's going to be skewed a little bit because they can't necessarily go verbatim, but this is it's going to be a little skewed, and we'll see how it works because I know that. I hope I don't know if like the main plot of season three is going to be Red Hood, and then the B plot is going to be Starfire's sister. Because those are two big plot lines that, if done poorly, could, you know, break a season. Done great, couldn't make a great season. But we have to wait and see. We have to wait until August 11th, I believe, for Titans Season 3 to come out. If you want to catch up on Titans and you didn't get a chance to be a part of that glorious app called the DC Universe, which is, I'm being sarcastic, and that app wasn't really that great, and you don't have you don't have enough money to get a subscription to HBO Max, the first season of Titans is on TNT. So you can go check that out if you want to watch Titans for free. Not really free because, you know, someone's paying for the cable, but it's on there. Let's get into the wrestling corner. Ding, ding. The Young Bucks have threatened to shut down the Elite YouTube show forever. And obviously, they're supposedly either A, leaning into their heels personas, or like, you know, this is a real thing. But I don't know. Why I yawn so much when I'm talking to you guys? It's not because you guys, I just don't know why it hits me. It doesn't hit me all day, and then when I want to talk to you guys, it hits me. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know if they're serious or they're just leaning into their heel characters. I mean, I don't know. I'd say, if they were to say that to me, like threaten that to me, I'd say, do it. Go ahead. I got too many things to watch anyways. I mean, you got Dark Elevation, you got Dark, you got Dynamite, Rampage is starting up in August. You know, I could cut, you know, the Elite or BTE out. There's Ethan Page's vlogs. There's the Bunny's vlogs. Who else has a vlog? Sammy's vlogs. So, I mean, me personally don't necessarily need the Elite show. So, but I mean, you know, I don't think that's true. I think that was just more of their gimmick and persona and everything. Secondly, there's a crap ton of NXT stars backstage training on SmackDown with a crowd, with an actual crowd. I forgot that was happening. I forgot they were actually going back on the road like this week. I thought it was going to be next week because I know Dynamite was in Austin this past Wednesday. And they're going to be in Houston this upcoming Wednesday. So I just had forgotten. But there was like from, I believe the article was from Wrestling Inc., maybe? Possibly? Hang on. I want to credit them. I believe. Hang on. Was it Wrestling Inc.? I believe it was Wrestling Inc. that had reported that there was a bunch of wrestlers showing up on SmackDown tonight, like people from NXT, as the likes of Austin Theory, and some other people's names I can't pronounce. Also, Finn Balor showed up on SmackDown and did a small beatdown on Sami Zayn, which was cool. I gotta tell you, it was really cool to have to hear Finn Balor's music come on and everyone do his thing where he sticks his hands out and then goes behind him, he sticks his hands out and everyone did it. Oh, it was amazing. It was really cool. I missed watching wrestling that had fans in it. It is very nice to see that come back. Also, there's rumors that there's rumors off of a Becky Lynch picture of her just working out. So everyone thinks that, you know, Miss Becky Lynch is going to show up on Money in the Bank and disrupt some things. I don't know. Who's to say? We'll have to see. We'll have to wait for Money in the Bank to see if that actually pans out. I believe it might, because I believe they've been saving her return for crowds. Let's see here. Oh man, this just in from TMZ. The rapper Biz Markie died at 57. Well, that sucks. That dude was a great rapper. What else was there? Let's see here. Doctor Strange gets an Iron Man armored suit Hot Toys. So it's Doctor Strange in the Iron Man suit doing Doctor Strange things, which looks pretty dope. But no, you know how if you have either purchased a Hot Toy or just looked at Hot Toys online, they're expensive. And I mean, it's really cool looking, but I'm not going to, no, they're very expensive. They're like $300-$400 a pop, but he looks really cool. So, Super 7 has released, 7-inch, Ultimate, G.I. Joe action figures based on the cartoon. This is not like the toys, but this is like based off the cartoon. They're available now. Skeletor, that's He-Man. Cobra Commander with the cape, with the Cobra staff. We've got Duke, and we got the purple and blue Snake Eyes with Timber. They're 7 inches. They are on sale now. You get the Cobra Bat Trooper. So you can go ahead and go check that out at super7.com. Or if you live in the downtown San Francisco area, go to their store and check it out. And lastly, but not the most semi-important story, comicbook.com reported that Kevin Feige has rules for the multiverse. And he was speaking to the Marvel team, and they were saying how they're going to go through and make it, how to make the multiverse be the best possible thing that continues the MCU. They also were joking that before they decided to start doing the multiverse, that they'd always just kept their notes and used their imagination. And now they're actually saying, hey, you know, we should probably maybe get a big ass whiteboard so we can keep this multiverse movieverse together, which kind of bad idea. That's basically what they said. There was no real rules. Kevin Feige didn't really lay out some rules. I think he was just saying that they are talking about rules in the studio on how they're going to use the multiverse. So, again, I can't wait to see how they use the multiverse, because this can bring in so many great people. This can bring in different ghostwriters. This can bring in different Captain Americas. This can bring in a different Iron Fist. This can bring in the X-Men. This can bring in Fantastic Four. Different Spider-Men. It's just a whole slew of difference and amazement. But I can't wait to see it. I know they're going to do great. And so I thank you for listening, because this is the end of the show. Again, I thank you for listening. Hope you're doing okay. Remember to watch out for your fellow human. Go out there. Live your life. Don't be a dick. Wear a mask. Get vaccinated. And have a great time. And I will see you all next week. Goodbye.